من طف رسول الله The blessings of Shaban The من طف رسول الله The blessings of Shaban The blessings of Shaban
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, inshallah ta'ala, in this episode we'll hear about examples of spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and various ways in which we can spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they assume that the only way to give charity is to donate to the masjid. This is one brilliant way, amazing way, but that's not the only way. There are so many different forms of giving monetary donations, giving sadaqat in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll hear about our aslaf, rahimahumullah ta'ala, and how they gave in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this intention that we want to emulate, we want to try and follow their footsteps, inshaAllah. But before we do, let's hear an excellence of reciting salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, whilst encouraging the believers, has mentioned in one particular hadith that whoever recites the words sallallahu ala Muhammad, he sends salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam in this way, sallallahu ala Muhammad, iftataha ala nafsihi sab'ina baban min ar-rahma. Subhanallah. He is successful in opening 70 doors of mercy for himself. All we require is one door of mercy from the Lord Almighty. But here, 70 doors are mentioned. 70 doors of mercy are open for that person. Subhanallah. A wise person would take advantage of this blessed hadith, would take time out to recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam, especially using these words, sallallahu ala Muhammad. How long does it take? So try and make a habit, inshallah, to recite this particular incantation of Durood Sharif. Inshallah, you'll be rewarded immensely and 70 doors of mercy will be opened for you. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So spending in the path of Allah, azza wa jal, spending in the way of Allah, jalla wa ala. The Quran mentions so many virtues of doing so. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even declared it. This is His mercy. Look at how He has described it. He said, it's as if you are giving a good loan to Allah. In one verse of the Quran, let us hear that verse. Allah Jalla wa ala says, and this is in Surah Baqarah, verse 245. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. That who is there that will give a good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in return He will multiply it for him manifold, adhafan kathira, multiple times, subhanallah. The reward will be multiplied. And not only that, the ulama say, the wealth that you give in the way of Allah jalla wa ala, that will be multiplied as well. In another verse of the Quran, Surah Hadid, Allah jalla wa ala says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Who is there that will give a good loan to Allah and He will multiply it for him? فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. And He will double it for him. And for him there is a generous reward. Subhanallah. Allah Jalla wa Ala Himself encouraging the believers to spend in His way. And this is His lutf, this is His mercy, this is His karam upon us, that He is describing that as giving a loan to Allah. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any loan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent from all of creation. He is the one who bestows favors upon us. He is the one who gives us blessings. And if we give in His way, then this is for our betterment. This is not for the betterment of Allah. There's nothing we can do to better Allah azza wa jal. He is perfect in every way. But this is His karam that He has described as giving a loan to Him. Subhanallah. And in Surah Ali Imran, verse 92, Allah Jalla wa Ala, He says that a person will never attain righteousness, goodness, bir. The word bir is used until he spends from that which he loves. Whatever you spend, Allah is aware of it. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain goodness, righteousness until you spend from what you love. And whatever you spend, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of it. Subhanallah. Now, under this verse, there are so many examples that can be given. I'm only going to suffice with one. That this verse encourages to give that which is close to us, close to our heart. Something that we like, give it in the way of Allah. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he would buy sacks of sugar and he would donate that in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that the people could benefit from consuming it. Someone asked, why don't you just give the money in the way of Allah? He said, sugar is dear to my heart, meaning I like sugar. And this is why I donate sugar in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the way the aslaf would act upon verses of the Quran, subhanallah. So we too should consider those things which are beloved to us and give them in the way of Allah azza wa jalla. And when we do give them, we should give them when they're in a good state. Normally what happens when clothes become, you know, worn out, they're teared, they're ripped, they're not in a good state to wear ourselves, we place them in a black bag and we drop them off to the charity places. Remember, that thing is no longer needed by us. That thing is no longer beloved to us. When we first bought it, we were eager to wear it every day. But now we no longer need it, we give it away. But now the aslaf would give things that they required, things that were in a good condition in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should do so as well, inshallah. This is a sign of a pious person. Another thing, we should give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite our circumstances. Some people, they refrain from giving. They withhold because financially they're not in the best position. They're not in the ideal position. And shaitan places so many whispers and they refrain from giving. Remember in one hadith we're told, when a person gives sadaqah, he tears through the jaws of 70 satans. I mean, that's how difficult it is for him to give that sadaqah. But when he does so, then he has caused harm to 70 satans. And this is what we want. We want to humiliate shayateen. But it goes to show how difficult it is to give as well. You know, shaitan, he promises in the Quran, يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ. He promises you poverty, that you will be poor. He doesn't want you to spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we must make a firm intention to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran says in Surah Ali Imran, verse 134, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who spend in times of happiness, fi sarra, wal dharra, in times of hardship, wal kazimin al ghayza wal afina anin nas, and those who swallow they control their anger and they forgive people. Allah loves the righteous, those who do good. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, has consoled us, comforted us, given us glad tidings rather, that if you give in the way of Allah, then inshallah you will get it in return. The Prophet alaihi wasallam said, and this is in both Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the Rabi. The Prophet alayhi salam said, spend and you will be spent upon. Meaning, give in the way of Allah, inshallah you will receive in return as well through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, just a few verses were mentioned for targhibat purposes, to encourage us, to persuade us, to give in the way of Allah azza wa jalla, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to give, even saying that it's like giving a loan to Allah. Whereas in reality, we can't give any such loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, giving to the masjid, yes, this is one form of giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the hadith states, مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ مَسْجِدًا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a house for him in paradise. And this hadith, the ulama have commentated on it. They say, whoever builds a masjid in such a way that he only played a small part, maybe even one brick, he will receive a palace in paradise. Man bana lillahi masjidan, the tanween at the end of masjidan for taqleel, meaning he only played a small part in building a masjid. But banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah, the tanween at the end of baytan for taqseer, meaning Allah will build him a massive house, a palace in Jannah. So we should give towards noble causes, we should give towards the building, construction of masajid as well. And one important thing to note is that sometimes we're eager to give towards a masjid which is spacious, a massive new grand masjid. Whereas it may be the case that in another area a masjid is being constructed and there's more of a need, there's more of a darura to build a masjid there, there's no other masjid there for the Muslims in that community, then we should give fawqiyah to a place where there is no masjid, over a place where there may be already many masajid. And now someone else wants to build a new masjid where there's not that much of a need. So these are things that we should bear in mind. In fact, we'll be rewarded for our decisions that we make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us intelligence, and we should be able to weigh out where something is required. We should be able to understand where our charity will benefit the most. And these are things that a believer should ponder about, inshallah. Another way of giving sadaqah is by feeding the poor. So giving towards the house of Allah, yes, an immense way of giving sadaqah. One is feeding people. And when you feed people, subhanAllah, it comes back in so many ajeeb, amazing ways. And let me narrate to you an account. Sayyidina Habib Ajmi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great ranking saint of the past. Once a beggar came to his house and he called out for food. In the meantime, his noble wife, she went to the neighbors to gather firewood so she could cook some food. The flour that was at home, the kneaded dough, Sayyidina Habib Ajmi rahmatullahi alayhi picked that up and gave it to the beggar. When his wife returned, she asked, "Where is it?" "I gave him that dough, that flour." She said, "That's brilliant, that's amazing, alhamdulillah, but what about us? We need to eat as well." And she was saying this when all of a sudden somebody came, an individual came, and he gave them bread as well as curry. He gave them the complete dish. And this is where Habib Ajmi rahmatullahi alayhi said to his wife, "Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rewarded you immediately." Meaning, we gave some bread in the way of Allah, we gave some flour, some dough in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now this has come to us more than what we gave in the way of Allah jalla wa ala. Doubled, multiplied, subhanallah. And there are so many examples of this. Even today, people who give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla wa ala blesses. Because the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pre-eternal. It doesn't change, it's not subject to change. Inshallah, if we act upon the teachings of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wama anfaqtum min shay'in fahuwa yukhlifu." Whatever you spent, Allah will replace it. Allah will give you more, inshallah ta'ala. And it's a matter of removing those wasawis from our minds and hearts and actually giving in His way to see the results, inshallah ta'ala. Another thing we should consider, and we should try and donate towards this cause as well, is helping students of knowledge. And what I mean by this, let me explain, is students of sacred knowledge. This is also a way of giving sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now think about it. Those students of Islamic knowledge, they are learning the deen so that they can guide others later on. Once they've graduated, once they've studied, inshaAllah ta'ala, they can guide people to the paths of Allah. They can bring people closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what they're devoted to, day and night. Imagine you play a part in supporting a student of knowledge. You play a part in his studies. He becomes an alim. He becomes a leading figure of his time. He becomes a shaykh who guides people, who rectifies their states, both externally and internally as well. Imagine the reward that you will receive. We're told in a hadith that the one who guides towards anything good is like the one who does it. And here, in this situation, you've helped that person become a guide for many others. When that alim, when he graduates, when he guides others, you've helped him because you've supported him during his studies. He was living in accommodation provided by the Jamia, for example, and they needed food, they needed money for food. You helped in that noble cause. The students were fed two or three times a day. You helped him throughout his studies. He didn't have financial tension. He didn't have to fend for himself. Or you provided that student of knowledge books. He couldn't afford the books of Dars-e-Nizami or the Alim course, and you helped him by purchasing the books for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you, and you thought, "I will buy the books for him, he'll study, and when he gains knowledge, and then he teaches it to others, he rectifies others, he guides others, I'll be rewarded for that." That's another amazing way of giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that on the Day of Judgment, when an alim will be advancing towards Jannah, he'll be stopped. And he will think, what is going on? And it'll be told to him that intercede for all those who helped you in any way in the world. And that is when people will come and say, remember, I provided water for you to do wudu, I did this for you and I did this for you, because they will see that as a means of entering Jannah through the wasila of this alim that they helped in the world. So giving sadaqah, it has a vast meaning. You can give towards a masjid, you can feed people, you can help students of knowledge who are becoming ulama of this deen. There are so many ways that we can help the ummah. Another way is to help in the publishing of Islamic books. So you know about a project that is ongoing, a certain tafsir is being written, translation of the Holy Quran, translation of Sahih al-Bukhari, etc. And you know there's come a time where the translator will need funds to publish it. And then you take the initiative, you approach him or that organization. Alhamdulillah, Da'wat Islami has its own publishing department. So you can give your funds towards the publication of books, alhamdulillah. And when that book is published, an authentic material, reading material, is in the hands of people, you played a part in that. And inshaAllah ta'ala, when you leave this world and in the akhirah, you'll be rewarded for all those people who read those books and who benefited from those books as well. Subhanallah. And in Da'wat Islami, there is such an istilah as taqseem al-rasail, where you distribute books, you buy books. This mindset is given of buying books and distributing to people. But you could also help in the publishing of the book initially as well. So like this, alhamdulillah, there's so many ways of giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you'll be rewarded immensely. You'll be rewarded immensely for all of these ways, inshaAllah. So the purpose was to mention that there are so many ways that we can give sadaqah. Some people believe it's only giving to the masjid. It's not only giving to the masjid. There are other ways as well. Helping an alim edeen, for example, who is struggling financially, and you know of his situation, because he is self-respect, he has dignity, he doesn't expose that to people, or he doesn't disclose his situation to people, but you are aware. So like this, we should find different ways that we can help the ummah. Some people we know in other countries that we may have migrated from, they are suffering. It's hard for them to fend for themselves. It's hard for them to put food on the table for their families. Some people don't have adequate shelter. Helping your Muslim brothers financially, this is a big rewarding act, alhamdulillah. So a few ways of giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal were highlighted. I'm sure if we put our mind to it, we can think of many, many other ways. Someone who is eager to accumulate as many good deeds as possible, alhamdulillah, he will find thousands of ways to support people, to help the deen, to give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And all of that reward lies in wait for the person who takes the opportunity, who doesn't wait until his last few days in this world. He's got so many means of sadaqah jariyah for himself. Inshallah ta'ala, he will reap the rewards of that in this world, or more importantly in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all jazba, passion to spend in his way, to depart with our wealth. Why? Because we'll be granted more, inshallah. Inshallah, Allah ta'ala will place barakah in our wealth. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took an oath and said, sadaqah does not reduce your wealth. No chance. Sadaqah does not reduce your wealth. It will bring barakah in your wealth. You'll be granted more wealth, inshaAllah ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to wholeheartedly give in his way with sincerity, and to encourage others to do the same as well. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The mantaf Rasulullah, the blessings of Shaban. The mantaf Rasulullah, the blessings of Shaban. The blessings of Shaban.